So long to the ACC. The University of Maryland now headed to the Big Ten Conference. Today, the Board of Regents at the University of Maryland voted to accept the offer, and an official news conference is set for later this afternoon around 3 o'clock. But the move is rocking the college athletic world and is getting some mixed reaction. Joining us live now to talk more about it is media reporter for Sports Business Journal and University of Maryland alum John Orend. Hi, John. Welcome to WTOP.
Thanks, Deb.
Hey, so give us your thoughts. You're an alum and obviously something that you're interested in as a journalist. What are your thoughts on the move?
Well, I honestly don't really see that much of a downside to it. I know that a lot of alums are upset because it's the end of a tradition for Maryland, which is a founding member of the ACC. But to me, it comes down to money. Maryland just got rid of seven sports because they couldn't afford to keep them. They're going to get so much more money by going to the Big Ten than they would by staying in the ACC that really for any kind of business reason, there's no decision to make. It's a pretty obvious move.
Now, this is happening more and more in college sports, and really not only are we saying goodbye to natural rivalries as schools switch conferences, but it's becoming almost difficult to keep track of who's going where, and league names no longer even make sense with the composition of their member schools anymore. How long is this going to continue to happen that decisions are being made to jump for the potential of a higher dollar?
That's true. There's the Big 12 conference that now has 10 teams, and now the Big 10 conference is going to have 14 teams. So it is very confusing. I think that what we're doing is we're heading on our way to having four what they call super conferences, where you have four conferences that have maybe 16 teams, and then those are going to be sort of the halves of the college sports arena, and then all the other colleges are going to make up everything else. And I think that we're probably two, maybe 3 years away from getting to that point.
You know, you have to acknowledge the fans and the traditionalists who, are going to miss their normal rivalries here. What do you say to them and how this has all gone down?
I think that there's an opportunity to make new rivalries. I think one of the frustrations for Maryland fans is that they were always the northernmost school of the ACC, so there really wasn't a traditional rival. Maybe Virginia was the closest, Duke sometimes in basketball, but Virginia had Virginia Tech, which was more of a natural rival. Duke has North Carolina, NC State, and Wake Forest right next to them. They're more of a natural rival. Maryland's always been an outlier, and I think that's always been one of the frustrations. Mm. So I think alums are going to figure out that they can easily trade Duke and North Carolina for Michigan and Ohio State.
Okay, so the Big Ten will now get the D.C. market. What do you think happens to the ACC? They're losing the Washington market. Are they going to start hunting again for another team?
They still have the Washington market with Virginia and Virginia Tech, which have tentacles that come into D.C., but I think it's undeniable that they're going to try to get another team to fill in. I don't see one in the D.C. market, but I know Connecticut has been talked about as a team that could be coming down. I think that you can look at other conferences like the Big East to suggest, well, maybe that's a school that would work well in the ACC.
Well, good information. Thanks for your perspective, John. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Deb. Thanks, Mark.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's media reporter for the Sports Business Journal, University of Maryland alum John Orend.